Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Hey Yom Aleph on top. In the middle of the Shalev, where we say Ad the Yad Bichlal or Ad the Loyad Bichlal. Last Kash was again with Toshma Hadak and Sheva Klicheris. If you have a small Klicheris, so Lochri is, first of all, it was Mekabel Tumah, and now that it broke into pieces, so it depends. Hein Bekakir Seyim, it's the bottom of it, but after the same with the sides of it. Yoshvim Beloy Mesumachim, if they could stand up, they could be used without anything else holding it up. So then it has a shiur to Mekabel Tumah. So the topic Gemara says, if son of Nunhei says, Shiurim Bechtei Sichas Kotin, if this amount of a Kli Cheres could still hold, the amount of liquid, a small amount of liquid that you could use to make a Sichas Kotin, to rub, to put over a Kotin, if they could hold, receive this much oil that you could rub on a small Kotin, it's still Royal Mekabel Tumah. Now this was the Yad Lug, only if the Kli at the beginning was only up until the Lug. Then it's enough now that it broke into pieces that each piece could hold at least the size of Tesichas Kotin. So now my love doesn't mean to say Lug Kilomato, that if it could hold, if the Kli first held a Lug of Shemin, it still has a Lachal like less of it, as we say Ad V'yad Bechlal, and now this Kli could still be Mekabel Tumah, even though it's only Mekabel Tesichas Kotin. So more says, no, that's not the Pshat. I'll tell you, look, it could be kilomalo, that if the Kli first held the Lug, then it has a bigger shear, and then these broken pieces is not enough to Mekabel Tumah if it could only hold amount of oil that you use to rub on a Kotin, but then it'll have to have more oil, like we'll soon see. Toshma will learn like this, that Milug V'yad Soh. Let's say the Kli at the beginning, this earthly Kli, was able to first receive a Lug of Shemin, up until a Soh's worth of Shemin, and then it broke into pieces. So now each piece is only still called the Kli from Mekabel Tumah, Revius, if it could retain a Revius of Shemin. So again, my love doesn't mean to say so is Kilomata, that if the Kli first was able to hold a saw's worth of Shemin, still it would be Mekabel Tumah if it could receive now a Revius. So you see, Ad V'yad Bichlal. So Moses says again, Lloyd, that's not the Pshat. I tell you so, Kilomalo, that if this Kli Cheres first held a soul's worth of Shemin Enachnami, then it's Kilomalo, and then it does not have the Kabbalah's Tumah with Revius. It'll have to have a bigger shear, like we'll still learn. Because Toshma coming here, Misod V'yad Sosayim, let's say the Kli Cheres at the beginning was so big, was able to hold a soul's worth of Shemin, up until two souls, and now it broke into pieces. So now the Lachris eats pieces on the Mekabel Tumah if it could receive the Chatzilug. It has to be able to receive at least a chatzilug of Shemin. So my love again, the Diga doesn't mean to say sasayim kilomatum, that if the Kli could hold the sasayim, it's also considered kilomatum, meaning that if the broken pieces could hold a chatzilug, it would be Mekabel Tumah. So again, we see Ad V'yad Bichlal. So Mara says, let us out of Pshat, I'll tell you again, it could be sasayim kilomalo, that if the Kli first was able to hold two saws worth of Shemin, in economy, that's called the bigger shear. Then it's not the shear anymore of a chatzilug, it has to have a different shear. So it could be, there's no proof in these cases, it could always be ad v'lo yad bichlal. So must the question, no, we learn clearly, v'atani we learned, lug kilomata, that if the Kli first was able to receive a lug of Shemin, it has a look like a smaller shear. So see clearly, when it says ad lug, it means ad v'yad bichlal. When it says so, what's the loch of so kilomato? So sayim kilomato. So it says clearly the brisa had the loch of ad v'yad bichlal. So it's not like we learned before. So I'm tell you, ha'asam l'chumro. Over here, talk, these are chumras, dik aloch, to say when it's Mekabel Tumah or not. L'chumro, we talk about l'chumro. The Rashi says, mishum hochir minabu ad v'yad bichlal doesn't l'chumro. We want to be metam of the broken pieces, even with a smaller bashir. So we go to chumra and achnami, then we say ad v'yad bichlal. Rashi says, "Abul kisela." But now, mishnah before hilchos treifus, ukiyisad Rav Nachman. If he have a minimum ad v'yad bichlal, have a kula. Over there, if we would have said ad v'yad bichlal, they were talking about how big it would have to be to first make it a treifa. But anything less than that is not a treifa. To tell me ad kiyisra means even if kiyisra is also lakula, then you'd be going lakula to say the animal is still kosher. Lakula we don't say. It's only lakuma we say ad v'yad bichlal, but not lakula. Why the Gemara says the Yomer Bavuam Rabbi Yechonon calls Shiurich Hachomeli Hachmir. Whenever the Chavim uses say Shiurim, they always mean to be Machmir with their Shiurim. So therefore, the Shiurim, we have to go to Chumra both ways. Chus Mikagris Shalk Samim Lokil. The only time we have a kul is that of the loch of a kesim. If an isha finds a spot of dam on a begodim, so there it's only a tumim with rabbanin, and there we say how big does the spot of dam has to be? It has to be the size of a kagris. Less than that, we're totally to say that it's only dam kino. It's only dam of an ant that was there. But once the size of the dam is bigger than a gris, then we say lechumra. So the attack is lekul. If you find the size of a kagris, she's still tall. She only becomes tummy if you find the dam on a beggar the size of a gris and bigger size of a bean, bigger than a bean. Lassimur says again, the chutz mit gris shok samim lohokil. That one shear goes lakula, because there the whole din of samim is only mit rabbanin. But usually when rabbanin makes shroom, they always go lakumra. Now, dekanem, I bring you proof also, we just said, that we said before, that ad viyad bechlav is only lakumra. To make things more tummy. Why the Tony Lord says over here that he chamisha kilomala, it says clearly that the string was 5 tefachim long, so he said then it is mekabotumah. So it's talking about the mekabotumah, it says kilomala, it has a sheer kilomala, it doesn't say it's lakula. And when it says asoro, it says over there is kilomata, it's also mekabotumah. We have before the string, that the string is sticking out from the bed, if it's 5 tefachim until 10 tefachim, then it is mekabotumah. It's either go lechumra both ways. Lechumra is called ad viyad bichlal, but not lekula. Lekula we do not say ad viyad bichlal. And that's the maskona. Yes, as the Mishnah said, nitl hatchol, if the spleen was taken out, so the Mishnah says till it's ksherin. Omer Rav Avira Mishmei Derava Leishona, when do we learn that it's still kosher? El nitl, only if the whole spleen was taken out. Avon nikiv, but if the hole was made into the spleen, that's a trefer. That's worse. A hole is worse. Hole makes him for trefa. Yeah. So more says on this, Mosiv Reb Yosef Aravin, Vitema Somse Reb Yosef Bar Zvida. It says, Choytech Mi'uber Shevimeyeho. Somebody cuts out from the uber that's inside the stomach. As she says, it means Choytech Mi'uber Shevimeyeho HaBehema. You did not take it out. Whereas when you stuck your hand, you put your hand inside the womb of the animal, and you cut part of the uber off, and you left it inside. So chaytuch miubah shumayeho, muta v'yachila. You still allowed to eat it. Rashi says, muta eva v'yachila. V'nita b'shchitas, and you check the mother, so those pieces inside the stomach are still muta. Kyubah acts just like the uber itself. And we'll have the psukum later from mikol b'behema teichlu. Anything inside the mother, when you make a shchita on the mother, anything inside it becomes muta. If it's still inside, it's kosher. You took out, that's no good then you can't eat it, even menachai. You took it out before the shchita, it's no good. But we were talking about you cut a piece off and you left it inside. Just you cut it off, but you left it inside. So you make a shchita, it becomes kosher. So that's called chaytuch miubishur meyeher, muta biachila. What about min hatchilas, you cut off from the spleen of the thing, of the animal itself? Or min hakloyis, you cut off from the kidneys of the animal? Then also be achilo. You're not allowed to eat the tchil and the kloyis. If you cut them off from the animal, that you can't eat them. Even though they're still inside, after the shchita, you can't eat them. But mashma behema gufa sharia. But mashma the behema itself is muta. So actually min hatchil min hakloyis, Shabbim, if you cut off from the animal itself, its spleen or its kidneys, as after pish lohitzi, hachtich, you didn't take it out, so it's also bachilo. Because that's called even menachai. You run up sukkim over there, from the animal itself, you don't have the setter. Yeah. As in Mekomach, Shemini Minor, the Yatz Mashal, Yafagav, the Nechtach, Menachal, he cut off a piece of the spleen. So, Lechur, if you tell me now a neck, if you have a hole there, it's a trefer, so if you cut off part of the spleen, you should also make it for trefer. So, how come it's mashmi, it's still kosher? Samara says no. Who would they not tell you that if it's a little behemah, nami asira? It could be no. In this case, even the animal also type is also to eat. Rashi says, why the chomer nikov v'nechtach minito? We just said, because Even if you take out the whole spleen, it's not a trefah. You just make a neck of a hole there, or cut off a piece of the spleen, that's worse, that makes it for trefah. So really the behemoth itself also was also. Just I did the Tony Rashi, it says in the ratio, Muta Be'achila, it says in the first case, is we cut off from the uber, from the baby inside there, calls him on its ill, still inside, it's kosher. So Mela says over here, Tonanami Sefer also Be'achila, says in the Sefer that the pieces you cut off is also Be'achila. But really, who are in the animal now becomes a trefah. So if you go inside the animal and you cut off part of its spleen, that could be that makes the animal for trefah. So not only is the part of the spleen also teeth, but all animals also teeth. That's one teretz. If you boy some another teretz could be, if you boy same, I'll tell you, nikiv l'chud, v'nechtach l'chud, n'ishin es akasha. It's only a nikiv, a hole, that makes it for trefah. But I'll tell you, if you cut off a piece, could be that's worse, it's better. If you cut off a whole piece, that's not a trefah. We're supposed to know the next side. You can't ask kashas on trefas. Certain things make it for trefas, certain things don't. So it could be an echanami. If you cut off a whole piece, that doesn't make it for trefa. But just the neck of a hole that goes through it, that would make a trefa. Then the Mishnah says, nitla klois. If you took out the kidneys of the animal, also it's still kosher. Omar rochish papopo. Mishmei the Rav, name of Rav, that loksa bakuya. Let's say the animal got sick. Loksa. Rashi says it means chagoyim malaya mugla, is full of pus. It got infected. The kidneys became infected. So loksa baku yachas, if one of the kidneys became infected, trefa. That's also called a trefa. And Rashi says, avadim is a close chayim mishnim, avadim if two kidneys became infected. But even if one kidney became infected, that's a trefa. So the Mora says, Ami by Ravanat, so they say, vuda matyu lakus, it has to be that this infection goes Lemokoin charitz, and the kidneys have to go to the mokum of the charitz. That's how far the infection has to go. If it doesn't go that far, it's not called a trefa. Rashi says shagidimurimba. That's where the veins. That's where it's attached. That's where the kidneys are attached. Furthermore, says the echidam mokum charitz. Where is this place called the charitz? Lechiyura means the white part of it, the white part of the kidneys, the tusa master. That's underneath the loins. So that part of the kidneys. That's how far down this lakusa, this infection, has to go. If it goes that far, that's called a trefa. It doesn't go that far down, it's not called a trefa. Omer Rebbe Nechunya, Sheltinu Lekulei Trufa Maravi. He asked all the people that, Rashi says it means, Murray Harois Al Trefas, all the people used to pass in Alochis, about Hukas Trefas, all the ones in Eretz Yisrael. So he went and asked them, Lekulei Trufa Maravi, the Omruli, and they said like this, that's only, it's a trefa if one of the kidneys become infected. Yeah. But the more ends off, you should know, we don't pass like Rabbi Avira. Again, what was the lochis? It says what? Please, was that a loch or kuyachas like a trefa? Right. Yeah, that we do pass like him. But not like Rav Avira. We don't pass the Malachos like Rav Avira. So Rashi says what? B'nikav HaTchol, we had before. Rav Avira before said by the Tchol, by the spleen, even though the whole thing is taken out as Ksherom, but if it's a Nekav, it's a Trefa. So on that, we don't pass like him. We don't pass like Rav Avira by Tchol. Even if there's a Nekav there, we also is Kosher. And the Gemara says, Le'yamor Ne'ala B'kusha, who was only said, Rashi's lawyer Mor said, we only say we don't pass like him, Ela the inkev bakushay. Only if the nekev went into the tchel, into the spleen, bakushay, and the softer part of it. Abu bisamicha trefa. If the hole went into the smicha, that's the thick part of it. Rashi says, Buuva lamal, the thick part of the spleen, Rashi, that's worse. That's called the trefa. There it is, the trefa. The yishtayev beik yuve dinizov ksheira. And if it's left over, the Rashi yishtayev beuve doifne. On the thickness of the wall, for the yotza hamachet lechutz, the needle didn't go out. For yesh the sun, there's something protects it on the spleen, and also it's kshera, even on the thick part. Al b'stavu san b'sumchen, the thick part of the spleen, if the needle goes through, it's a trefa. That's only if it goes through and through. But if it leaves over, it didn't go through. Kuve dinner zor, the thickness of a dinner of a zor, of a golden coin, then it's still kosher. Ami marav, that's all they say. Kol ha'poisel bereya. Any type of trefus you have in the lungs, kosher bakuya. Those things over there is kosher in the kuya in the kidneys. We have in the kuva of the ray is a psul, but by the kidneys that's not a psul in the kidneys. Yeah. And is what's his raya? We can call a pasul bereya is kosher b'kol yoy shrei nekiv pasul bereya. The whole go through the lungs is kosher. It's pasul, it's treifa. But the kosher b'kol yoy, but the kidneys, even though there's a hole there, still is kosher. The kosher and for sure heichi the kosher bereya. Whatever is considered kosher by the lungs, for sure is called kosher or b'kol yoy. For sure, it's also kosher by the kidneys. So Rashi is koshchein. Yeah, we'll soon see what that goes on. Yeah. On this maskiv of law, Reb Nutan Chuma, uklolu, the true what he's saying is that a good klal v'rei mugla. In the case where there's a lot of posteh came to be mugla, the kosher bereya. If inside the lungs you find pus, it's still kosher. We have before, Mugrashi says, the kaima tzimche tinri, even though it had a lot of gross on it, still it was kosher. Or pus of a kulia, but on their kidneys, that's a psul. So mugla could be like a blister full of pus. So on the kidneys, though, that's a psul. Rashi, I mean, we have before, malaya mugla trefa. We have that's a trefa by the kulia. And also the remayim zakim, if it's inside it, this clean water, diksherim, here the diksherim, hochav hocha, that's kosher in both places. Remayim zakim, diksherim, hochav hocha, he doesn't know what the kosher is then. If it's kosher in both places, so very good. It'll only be kosher if one yes and one no. But I call upon this part is kosher. It's kosher that the kulya that we have mugla. Mugla is possible by the kulya, and by the ray it's kosher. So is it rather ela rather omer of asher? Also like this. Treifus called madmis ladodi. You want to say what's kosher here is possible or possibly is kosher there. We don't say that by treifus. And omer by treifus udaim lezu. We don't say since this is kosher here, it's kosher over there. What's a treifa by the kidneys has nothing to do with the lungs, they're two different things. Sharei choitcha mikan umesa. Some parts of the animal, if you cut it there, the animal will die. Choitcha mikan v'chois, you cut it over here, still live. So if you can't bring any proofs what the loch of the lungs to the kidneys, they're two different parts of the body. You can't make the sushto what's a kosher is kosher there. The other Gemara says, umayim zakim ksherim. That we said there's a blister full of pure or clean water in it, that's kosher, it's not a treifa. Only if it's clear, avalakiri treifa. But if it's dirty water inside, it's not like done with a little bit of pus in there, then we say it's a treifa. The chitzal nami, even in the case where it's pure, where it's clean, the chitzal nami leamornella the loisorich. It's not like rotted away inside there, not decayed. Avalsorich treifa. But if it's decayed already, that's already a treifa. Now, hakulia, what's going to be if you have the kidneys? Shektina, they start to become small, they start to become smaller. So, bedaka kapul is a small animal, as long as it didn't reach the size of a pool, kabin, like a bean, it's still kshara. And begasta by a big animal, ad kianova beninis, until the middle size grape. But if they get smaller than that, then it can also be a treifus. Rashi says it means akuyik tini mielea machmas choli. Stam, the kidneys became sick and they started to become small. So if it becomes so small, less than a grape or less than a pull, then it's a treifa. If not, it's still kosher. Yeah. Then it says what nitol Mishnah says nitol lechia tachton. If the bottom jawbone was taken out, it's still kosher. Some Rabbi Zera Lashon has only learned elishicholu lechayis ayidei lito. The hamro, that the animal could still live, that we could shove down food. That is, it could still eat. Maybe he can't chew so well, we'll have to shove it down. So if we could push down food, he could still live that way, then it's okay. Then the animal won't die. That's still called kosher. But what's going to be, avol ein yechel lechayis adei lito v'hamro, treifa. But if the animal can't live, if we can't push down the food like, and it can't take it, then it's a treifa. Yeah. If we can't stuff him and push the food down, then we're afraid he's going to die. That's also called the treifa. Then it says, nitlaim shalom, if the womb was taken out of the behemoth, it's still a kosher. So Tony, we learned, he aim, that's the womb. He tafachas, also called the womb. He fihi shalfuchas. All these three words mean the same thing. They're all called the womb of the animal. So even though the womb was taken out, the animal is not a treifa. Then it says the Mishnah of a charus sebedei shemayim ksheiro, if the lungs shivered up because it got scared bedei shemayim, there was lightning or thunder came, and that made the animal scared, and that like made his lungs shiver up. So that's also, that's kasha. If it happens bedei shemayim, that's all right. Tana rabbonim. Eizel charusa, what's called a charusa? Called shetzom korei shalom, that its lungs shivered up or became small, started to shrink a little bit. Bidei shemayim ksheiros. If it happened because they heard a thunder, bidei shemayim is kosher. But bidei yodin treifa, if a man came and hit it and scared it, then we say no, then that shivering doesn't come well anymore. That's called a treifa. If shimen loza waimer, af bidei kol habrius. Rashi means shaga sari v'kol shochol. Even though he hears another animal screaming, that's also called. So I'm not sure what it means to say. So what does it mean to say? It's b'day sharm b'day yodim. So it's more says machlokes. He boiluhu. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar reishi koi ulakula. Does it mean to say if the animal got scared because of another animal screaming, that's also called like b'day sharmayim, that it's kosher? Or yaseif koi. Does it mean to say no ulakumra, that this is called b'day yodim? If this animal heard another animal screaming and that's what scared him, that's considered b'day shemayim and the galachumra. So Moses says, Toshma, come in here. The Tani would learn like this. Charuso b'day yodim treifom. That if the animal's lungs shivered up because they got scared, b'day yodim is a treifom. Means the man scared him. If Shimon Lozeroimer, af b'day kolabrius. So Mashma is saying the chumra. That even if another animal scared him, that's also considered like b'day yodim, that'll be a treifa. Rabba bar bachone hevikozu b'midbara. Rabba has walked in the midbar. So ashkach hanu dichri. He found these rams. Did some kiredu too? He found these rams there that their lungs were shivered up. So also show b'midbara. She came to ask shalom b'es medish. What's the loch? Is it a treifa or not? Omrulis, they said like this. The kaiti, if you find they have these lungs in the summer, so check them out. Let's see, if you made a shkit, you found the lungs like shivered up, were shrunk, so check them out. What do you do in the summertime? I see mashchigli chiyura, bring like a white pot, or malinu mayikri, fill it up with cold water, v'yanchinu mi'es leis, and let the lungs soak in there for 24 hours. Ihodron briyin, if the lungs become big again, like they absorb the water, it comes back to its normal size again, then b'day shemayim yukshera. That's right, it wasn't really a treif, it only got scared of b'day shemayim, and the animal was kosher. V'loi, but if the lungs do not become back to its normal size, then treif, that's right, happened b'day yodom, that they won't heal up anymore, they can't heal up, therefore it's a treif. What's going to be b'sus? Let's say it's in the winter, you want to check it out. So I see m'shich l'shichumi, then bring a black kli, then fill it up with a lukewarm water, not cold water, then take lukewarm water. Rashi says, Shcheres v'ene, it doesn't cool off so fast, like white. Here we want it to be a little bit warm. The Yanchinu Meisles, again, let the lungs soak in there for 24 hours. So Yehod Rabari, share if the lungs come back to its normal size, then it's good. V'ilei treif, it doesn't come back to its normal size, then it decides, then it's called the treifa, that was right, happened with the yodim. Then the Mishnah says, Hagluda, that was a machlokes. If no animal is skinned alive, and now you shechted, is the shechita kosher, is it called the treifa or not? So Torah Rabbanu learned like this, Hagluda, if no animal was skinned, Rebbe Meir Machsha, Meir said the animal is still kosher, if you make a shechita, it's a kosher or shechita. V'yichachom in place, v'chom say no, it's a psul. Now, Kfar Heyid, Eloza Safra, V'yoychanon ben gudgodno al hagluda shepsula. They both sell edus that a gluda tak is psula. They pass like a chomim. If the animal is skinned, all the skin is off, but that's a treifa. Omer Rishim ben Elozo. Chozar boy Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir tak was chayza. That we know that Rabbi Meir was one of Tzedas Kasha, and now they say no, he was chayza. That he holds tak it's treifa. So it says, Mechlad Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, or Polig. Pligir Meir Begluda. So Rashi of Shimon Lozah holds what the Meir argued by Gluda. I have a Tanya will learn like this. Amr Shimon Lozah. Le Nechlo Kura Meir Vechom Malagluda. Shimon Lozah learns no, that it wasn't a Machloikis. They do not argue. Le Nechlo Kura Meir Vechom Malagluda. She Psula. There's no argument there that it's Psula. O Kvar Heyid. Rabbi Oishia Ben Oish Rabbi Yehuda Haboisim. He was called Haboisim, and Boisim means he smells good. Rashi says Meichabsam, he was a person that sold perfume, and he was made Lefnei Rabbi Kiva in front of Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Tanim Rabbi Tafin, Al Hagluda, on Gluda, on the skinned animal, Shepsula, the mice that's called the Trifa. The Nishtaya by Kiselik Shera, but if a little bit skin was still left on the animal, even though it's only the size of a seller, the size of a coin, that's Ksheira, and Rashi says, because then it'll heal up. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Sechur Tzitzim Rav Shimon. Here he says there's no Machlekes. And before, Rav Shimon said there was a Machlekes, just a Ramei was Chayza. So where it says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Maila Nechlekur, you know what he meant to say, they don't argue, he meant to say, Le'omad Ramei B'Machlekus, that's what he meant to say. And Ramei does not stay with his psak. In other words, he was Chayza. The Jermeir also agrees if the animal was completely skinned, that that's also a treifa. Omama, what would you say before? In the Shtayabai Tetzelik Sheir, if a little bit skin was left over the size of a cell of a coin, then the animal's a kasha. So Mer says, Heicha, where is the cell, where does it have to be the skin? Some of you Dama Shmuel al Pnei HaShed Rekula. It has to be all along the spine. That's where the skin has to be. All along the spine, it has to be wide, a cella, all along the spine, all along the back. Iboilihu, the orich v'kotin, let's say it's long but small, t'chi mitzareflu, heavy kisela, if you put it together, it would be a cella. Idilma b'reichu cella pnei ha-shedra kula. What did he mean to say? Did he mean to say all along the backbone of the shedra, it has to be wide, the skin there, the width of a cella, all along it? Or maybe no, as long as there's one part that has the size of a cellar, means it could be long but skinny. And if you like roll it up there, it'll be the size, that's enough. So how much skin does it mean to say? So Toshima, it says, the Parish Reb Nechuroi Mishmeri Shmuel, Parechav Kisela Pnei Kola Sedrakula, yes, Medlachumra, that it's only Stuk Sheirom, if there's enough skin there to go along the whole length of the animal's back, with the width of the cellar. Rabbi Baba Chon Omar, Rosh Prokim. It has to be by the Rosh Prokim. That's where the skin has to be. By the Rosh Prokim, which is the whole Pirkei Chaloyis, and all the like joints of the vertebrates. V'yatzomes Hashuk V'yerach Binim Shira Kisela. At each vertebrate, you have to have it, not along the whole back, but each Parshoyis. Yeah. It's Rosh Prokim. Rabbi Loza Ben Antignus Mishum Rabbi Loza Rabbi Yana Yomar Mokim Tiburei. Has to go to the tibur, to the stomach, to the belly button, tiburay. That's where it has to go to. Rashi bin kisela, up until there, it has to be kisela. Bore Rabbi Yanai, Bore Rabbi Yanai Rabbi Shmuel. What's going to be nitel mokam asher, where they took off the skin along the spine, but the kulakai and the rest of the skin is all there, is that a tray for not? Or is all of them nitel mokam tibur, they took off the skin around the navel. But the kulakayim, the rest of the skin is still there. Whereas nitle roshi prokim, we took off the skin by the joints of the vertebrates. For kulakayim, but the rest of the skin is all there. My, what's the loch? Is that called the tray for not? So take it, that's a suffix. The other way around would be matzel, because those are very vital parts of the skin. The shallow is of all the rest of the skin is there. Just this place is taken off, that's a take. Omar Rav Rav says like this. Kola or kuloi matzel begluda. Any part of the body that has skin there, kumaksela, makes it not a treifa. Chutz mior besa parsa. There's food in the skin around the hooves. The skin by the hooves, that's not cool skin. Rabbi Yechon Amar no, afilu or besa parsa. Even the skin around the hooves is also cool skin, nami. They'll also be matzel. Boim nera basim Rabbi Yechon. Or besa parsa is ma shiyasa begluda. Si yester for shayla. Rabasi yeshaf Rabbi Yechon. The skin around the hooves, would that save the animal from a treif of gluda? Omle said back to him, yes, matzil, that it would protect him. The skin around the hooves is also called skin. You taught us. These are halachas that the skin have a look like the buster of the animal, and it's not called skin. Or base aprosa is the skin around the hooves. You see, it's not called skin. Or Malaysia says, back to Matak Titano, don't get me angry. Shabloshin Yochid Anishainos, I learned that Bloshin Yochid. The Tanya we learned. Hashachid is Oila. Somebody shech the Korban Oila. Lahatik Zayis Meyosha Tachasalya, he has a mind to burn a Kazayis of skin underneath the tail. Chutzlim Koima, the wrong place. Sapasal, that's a Machshava Psul, but the aim of Chorus. Chutzlis Mani has a mind to burn at the wrong time. That's Pigal, the Chavmal of Chorus. You see, that skin is called like Bosa. Eliezer ben Yud ish Ivilim, Ome Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Vechenoi Reb Shimon ben Yud ish Ikon, Ome Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Verechoror based across the skin on the hooves, Verechoror Harosh, Shalegal Arach, they had the skin on the head of a soft eagle, the yachur or shatachas alya, whether the skin under the tail, and the chol shemona boy, the chol shemona kachamim boy, tuma, the elush rasein kibsarim, mayuchas tuma, that they said that the or has a lach like the bosom of it, which that means lahavi in to include or beis aboishis, to the skin there, but a beis aboishis, but with less out of waste, is chutzlim koime posel.